views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voice, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm excited that you are with us today in our beautiful summer weather. Wherever you are, I hope it's beautiful. I love the summer, and I just took a walk out in Seattle. We're having a wonderful day, and just I love looking at the colorful flowers and having a sunny day in Seattle is special. So I'm excited to have our guest today is Patty Conklin. She's the author of God Within, The Day God's Train Stopped. Patty Conklin is described as one of the greatest medical intuitives of the 21st century. She was born with a rare vision and vibrational capabilities and received her first visitation from God at the age of 7. And after high school, she began international nonprofit work, utilizing and expanding her gift until she received another visitation at the age of 38 and was instructed by God to fully begin walking that path. She resigned immediately from her nonprofit director position and a month later moved to Georgia and began her work. Patty has been assisting and teaching people since that day. And Patty has received numerous awards and acknowledgments through the years by many institutions, including her honorary PhDs in divinity and humanities for her life's work. Patty teaches and lectures on her belief that our existence, spirituality, and science are a complement to each other, not polar opposites. Patty believes that it's time to stop the separation of these two ideologies. And one interesting note of her life is an episode of The X-Files was partially based on her life and experience. So that's kind of interesting. I love The X-Files. And Patty's website that you can read all about her is www.pattyconklin.com, and that's PattyConklin.com. So welcome, Patty.
Thank you for having me so much. I'm just so excited to be here today.
Great. Well,
be visiting with everyone.
Yes, I love for people to start off with their story, you know, how they got started in their path. You had a very, at a young age, an aha, and then also, again, a repeat, but even more deeply, I would suspect, at 38. So can you share a little bit about that story?
Yeah, I was 7, and I was up in my bedroom, and just this mist started coming through my room. And my parents were not religious at all, so I had never heard of God or the Bible or church or anything at that point. But this beautiful mist started coming through, and I fell to my knees, not because I was scared, but because the serenity was so overwhelming, there was nothing else to do. And I heard a voice say three things to me: that 38 to 42 would be my greatest growth years, that 42 to 62 would be my greatest contribution, and that I could come home then if I so chose, but that the purpose of my walk was to become insubstantial without transitioning. And even though I was precocious as a 7-year-old, I had no idea what that meant. And through the years, the visitations continued. When I was 12, I was told to not read other people's stuff, not look into anything that would teach me other modalities than what I already knew inside of me. And it wasn't until my early 20s that I really recognized that I actually saw differently than the rest of the world. I'm an introvert by nature. And socialization as a child was very challenging for me. So it wasn't until early 20s that I realized that I saw differently. And in the late 20s, went and actually got tested to verify what was taking place. And doctors and scientists friends kind of relate to me or call me a human MRI. And then at 38, I was director of Canine Companions for Independence out of Santa Rosa, California. I was their Southeast director and received another visitation and was just told to begin walking the path that I'd been asked to walk as a child. And so within 5 minutes, I resigned my job and moved to Georgia. And it's been 18 beautiful years.
Yeah. Yes, and I imagine quite interesting years. Well, I want to ask you something, because you said you were told at age 7, and now probably you comprehend it. What does it mean to be, I think you said, insubstantial without transitioning? So what does that mean?
I think I understand it. I think what it is my unique gift is to be able to see how people think, what they're thinking, where it's stored in their body. And what it means to me is, how can I help people become unconditional without having to die to do it? How can I help them understand what their words and emotions are doing in terms of their physical bodies, and get to a place of unconditional without having to cross over and become spirit again and be in that space? I always kind of laugh, though. I tell my kids that maybe God just asked me to wash the windows, and I haven't done that yet, and I need to get that done. But I really think it's about helping people understand the importance of their words and their emotions and how that comes together in terms of their general health.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we get into that, I want to talk about, because you had what they call a non-treatable disease, lupus, and that you mm-hmm. were cured in a miraculous manner. So tell us about that, because that kind of began your healing work with others.
It was before my healing work with others, and it was huge. I actually had both forms of lupus, and the doctors had given me less than 7 years to live. I was critical for 3 years. I lost my right kidney. I had 2 heart attacks, ulcerations, nerve damage, just everything. And I had a visitation one day from God, from Father, and he showed me how to move colors through my body. And I started moving colors through my body as soon as the visitation was over, and nothing happened. And I sat and I thought, why would you show me something that doesn't work? And I realized that I had to look at the emotion behind the lupus. And I had self-worth issues. I was a high school graduate, and I was always working in PhD positions. And I felt like I had to work those 80 to 100-hour weeks in order to prove myself worthy of working with the people next to me. And friends would say, you know, you need to take some time off. And I'd say, I'll take time off on my deathbed. And so my body started creating the deathbed for me to force me to take time off and really look at things. So I asked my body, what color do I need to remove my lack of self-worth and increase my self-worth by 75%? And what color do I need to remove the lupus? And the next day, all symptoms stopped. And within a year, my blood work was perfect, and I've never shown any signs since.
Oh, that's, an amazing story. Well, one of the things that you talk about, we'll talk in a little bit about that color system that you do, because you talk about the divine spark in your book. And if you could just define, I mean, we have a couple minutes, but quickly define what you mean by, and it relates to the creation of the universe too, so.
Yeah. When I look at the body, when I look into what we consider to be the heart center on top of the sternum, I see what we consider the energy field for the auric field. But then I see our subtle energy field, which is our immune system. And then I see the soul. And then I see the tunnel, all the darkness inside of us. And then deep within that tunnel is a spark. And it's the spark of the universe. It's this complete connection to source. I think people have felt through the years that when they connect to their soul, they're fully connected to source. And I keep saying, no, you've got to go through the tunnel to the spark. And when you reach that spark, your vibrational frequency is totally different in terms of how you're able to heal yourself and how you're able to open that up so that other souls can make use of it. But it's really, for me, the purest piece of the universe. I never understood why people were told in metaphysics to always bring energy in through the universe down through their crown chakra, because it's already inside of you. You don't need to go anyplace else.
Yeah, I mean, we hear that a lot too. It's within us. It's inside us, and that to look for answers for ourselves. And you looked even inside yourself for healing yourself with lupus. You had to do that inner work, that hard inner work of looking at your issues that were blocking you, because a lot of this is I know you talk about in your book is energetic blockages. And so it's not like we can just visualize the color and we're going to be instantly healed. We have to look at kind of the whys behind that. And so it's a lot of inner, deep inner work. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll talk more with Patty Conklin, author of God Within, The Day God's Train Stopped.
Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Patty Conklin today. And first, I want to share with people that is Women of Wisdom Conference time. Our call for presenters is going on right now. The deadline is August 1st. So if you have gifts to share with Women of Wisdom, we do a lot of experiential workshops, and you can certainly go to our website and see our information. Just go to womenofwisdom.org. Click on Conference 2015. There'll be a letter of information, an application form, and again, the deadline is August 1st. And we love receiving all the variety of workshops and talented people out there who want to come to Seattle. It's President's Day weekend, so it'll be February 12th through the 16th. So, Patty, we've been talking about healing, and you mentioned the color system. But first, I want to get into one of the important things you have in your book is how words impact us. And so I want to explore that with you, because I think it's important for people to know what they're doing to their physicality when they're speaking in some ways, you know, and we'd love for you to share your thoughts on that.
You know, as a teenager, my favorite thing was to sit on the street corner and watch people think and literally watch the words form in the hemisphere of their brain and then go down into their body and stick, and then watch them speak to somebody that's approaching them and realizing that their thought and what they were thinking and what they were saying were two total opposite things in most situations. And I began to really look at that as I traveled the world. I was literacy director, and I oversaw 30 countries. So I was able to really look at how we speak within culture, within countries, within the combination of the two, and realize that every word that we speak that's not of a unconditional nature goes into what we call the subtle energy field, which is truly our immune system, and goes through just this massive network into our cells and all store in the same area, the emotions to the words. So the emotion dictates where in the body it's going to go, and the words associated with it follow and store at the same time. So the one thing it's important to really understand about our body, and we know this on a cellular level, our cells, every individual cell has a skeletal system, it has a respiratory system, and it has a circulation system, but it does not have a brain. So your cell can work independently and as a community. In other words, your body doesn't have discernment capabilities. So if I know that my cells are working in two operations, they're either growing or they're protecting. And if I say, oh my gosh, I just heard that Aunt Zelda has cancer and I'm so afraid she's going to die, and I go into fear, my cells are going to shut down. My body doesn't know that I'm speaking of Aunt Zelda. It doesn't have that discernment capability. It only knows that I've gone into fear, and it starts to shut down. If I'm thinking something unkind about another person, my body doesn't know that I'm speaking about the other person. It only knows that I am shutting down, and so therefore my cells are protecting. So when we look at actors, actresses, and people who are really good at their trade, and they can become a different character, the body doesn't know that you're just playing a character. Your body is literally taking in every word and emotion that you're saying and storing it within you. So it's in the metaphysical world years ago, it always seemed like people would say, well, as long as I don't say it, it's okay. Or in the Silva method, where you were taught to do cancel, to start reframing your thought process. What happens, though, is you already said it or you already thought it. So cancel may help you behaviorally, but your words and emotions have already stored within the body. And because it goes to the same place, if I feel abandonment in my left ovary, for example, even though I've had the ovary removed, abandonment still goes into that area. And so if I continue the process of feeling abandoned, then that area is going to continue to create density, and everything is energy until it's not. And when it reaches that not point, that's when we really start to get into the disease and illness process, because the frequency of that mass is out of sync with the frequency of the rest of our body.
Well, that's interesting. So, you know, we think about words hurting people. Like if I'm angry and I yell at somebody else, that I'm affecting them. And what you're saying really is I'm more impacting myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every word you're saying, you know, the other person has a choice as to whether or not to get upset. However, you know, you can be absolutely certain that those angry words or frustrating words or hurt words, whatever, are coming into you, not to them. And so it really changes our whole paradigm of how do we think about our lives? What is our perception? You know, we're the only one that can make that distinction. And in my book, I talk about life is meaningless. It's absolutely meaningless. When we were given life, we were not given meaning to life. And so every single event of every second of the day, you're choosing the emotions to have along with that event. They're not chosen for you. In other words, other people can't make you angry and they can't make you feel love. Those are emotions that you choose to make at the time of the event. And because you've chosen them, you're able then, once you understand that, to go back and look at past circumstances that have really upset you and be able to start changing the perception. The event itself doesn't change, but you can start changing the perceptions of what you felt the event to be, because good always comes out of bad. And you can look at the lesson that you did learn from that event and take that forward as a positive instead of a negative.
Yes, and it's learning how to respond instead of react. You know, and a lot of us get into, we have patterns from our childhood and we tend to get into reaction, what our patterns have taught us, versus understanding we have a choice and we can choose to respond a certain way. You know, we don't have to take it on that somebody's, we did something wrong because somebody's angry at us and react back. You know, and to really realize there is choice in how we feel about things.
Well, and the other component in that is because you've already stored all of that in your body, is that that's what's moving you towards the reactive point instead of being proactive.
Right.
Is that, you know, a person will be in talk therapy for years, you know, working through a situation, maybe a bad childhood, and they really feel like they've gotten totally over it and move forward. And then 5 years later, something happens and they find themselves right back to where they were. And that's because the words and the emotions weren't removed from the cell. Talk therapy helps us understand behaviorally what happened and what to do differently. But talking in and of itself, in all honesty, just continues to put more garbage in the cells. I mean, there's no way around it. You've got to talk about it. But you need to move forward with an active frequency to then move it out of the cells completely so that you never react again. So then it doesn't even become a choice because you're not even reacting to it.
Right. And there is that patterning that you've taken on, and what you're talking about is a wounding. We have a wounding, and we keep repeating that. If we haven't dealt with that wound, the original wound, we're going to keep, as you say, keep those words are still going to be in our minds when that happens. We don't, and in the moment, we think we're reacting to this person here, when in reality, we're reacting to all the past stuff too that went in with that.
Absolutely true. Absolutely.
Well, you talked about
the isolation of it.
Yes, yes. And you talked about now the use of color and vibration. So, and you healed yourself with that. So give us an example. We can't spend a lot of time on this, but I think you could lead people through an exercise of how you bring those colors into your body and how you do that.
Absolutely. Let's just take confidence. Instead of just taking out an emotion that's bothering you, let's take 2 minutes and bring in confidence into our body, because the process is the same. So you close your eyes and you ask your body, what color do I need to increase my confidence level by 80%? And you breathe in through your nose and you'll see a color, feel a color, hear a color, or just trust it. You breathe in through your nose and you bring that color in through the bottom of your feet, straight up your body and out your mouth. And the next breath, the colors may change 10 times during the breath. You breathe in through your nose. You bring the color in through the bottom of the feet, up your body, out your mouth. And as you do that for just a few minutes, that's all you need, just a few minutes, You then ask your body what color it needs to fully balance. It could be a rainbow, two or three colors, or just one color. And it's, again, breathing in through your nose, bringing the color in through the bottom of the feet, and bringing it all the way up through and out the top of your head. And just taking another breath. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. And in this work, there's no association between color and emotion. The sicker you are, emotionally, spiritually, physically, the more likelihood that black and brown and red are going to be your primary colors that you begin working with. Because they're so dense, they literally come through and shake the cells so violently that they remove the emotion from the peptide within your cell and actually let it loose in your body. And you may actually feel worse. You may feel nauseous. You may feel dizzy. You may feel like you're sick to your stomach. Those are all wonderful things because that means that your body just let go of a bunch of stuff, and we're really working with matter here. We're not working with energy that's not visible. We're literally working with matter. And your body will detox it for a half hour, an hour afterwards. Just 8 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes a day will make a world of difference in your life.
Mm-hmm. And that's such a simple thing to do. I mean, that's something anybody can do. And you're asking, so we did confidence, but if you're asking if you have a physical ailment, you want to ask that part of your body, what color does it need?
You want to do that, but if you don't know what emotion is associated, you know, people are scared to guess, and they're like, what if I'm wrong? Well, it's not going to hurt you if you're not correct on the emotion. So one of the things I have people do is just say, what color do I need to bring into my consciousness the emotion associated with my knee? And just journal for a few minutes, for 10 days, not looking back at what you wrote. But just journal for 10 days and then read everything at once. And you will see the theme going through every day of
journaling. Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back shortly and talk more with Patty Conklin.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. Purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. We're talking with Patty Conklin today. She's the author of God Within, The Day God's Train Stopped. So, Patty, can you give your website information and anything else you want to share with people?
The website is pattyconklin.com, and Patty is with an I, so that's PattyConklin.com, and people can call the office at 404-474-4294 and visit with our administrator. But they can contact us through the website or just give the office a call.
Mm-hmm. And so you do work with people on the phone too.
Absolutely. Most of the work is international. And so it's Skype or phone. Only the real intensive work is typically done in person. But if somebody's in Cyprus or Egypt, we just do Skype. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. And I know you're really in service with that. Well, let's talk about, you brought it up before, the auric field and the subtle energy system. The difference between the two and how we keep it in balance and how you work in, healing, the healing work can you do in those two different systems?
Remembering that I've never had training. So everything I teach is from my observations only. But this is Patty's world. This is what I believe, is that when we came to this planet, when we came into this existence, we were spirit. We did not have shape or form, and that over time we evolved into solid beings. And at one point we got to the point where we were conditional, and that started slowing down our frequency field, and we were no longer in sync with the universe. And so we created another set of energy fields outside of the physical form that we now call the auric field, that was now then in connection with the universe. And over the last 5,000 to 7,000 years, we've managed to muck it up. And so people do a lot of healing work through Reiki and therapeutic touch and healing touch and crystals and essential oils and so forth. And they're wonderful for the auric field because they're a passive frequency. And so they will help you feel better working within those layers. But if we're looking at active frequencies, the only active frequencies that we have in existence is tone and color. And those are the ones that will work with the subtle energy field, that energy field that we were originally, what we came to this planet as, in terms of being spirit. So what we call the immune system is literally our subtle energy field, that energy field that we came to this planet with. The auric field is an add-on. It's an adjunct piece that we created, that we added onto our physical form in order to stay in connection with the universe. And so the subtle energy field goes within down to the divine spark, and the auric field goes without and goes to the outside of us. And both are very beneficial. But if we're really working on strong emotional behaviors, patterns that are creating severe disease, you must go to the subtle energy field. It's not enough to go to the external. The auric field will certainly assist and help, but it won't be enough. And I think it's why people typically will have a disease recreate within 5 years of a diagnosis or healing or whatever, is because they didn't get the emotion out of the cell. And so therefore they just continued with the same pattern. But both are very effective. However, the subtle energy field, in my opinion, is the one that's going to do the greatest amount of work in the shortest time period.
Well, because you're working on a deep level there of getting to some core issues. that, because you can work on the org, like you talk about things coming back in 5 years, that is sort of saying, well, you haven't really done that inner journey of really looking at why these things came about in your life to begin with.
And not only the why, but how do you change your life? As soon as you understand what the core issue is, then it becomes important to change your behavior from that moment going forward. You know, you can't change what you don't acknowledge. And if you haven't done your inner journey work, it's not just enough to say, okay, I'm reacting because this happened to me 10 years ago. That no longer, for me, stays germane. You really have to go, okay, that happened 10 years ago. I've done the core work to get that emotion out of myself. Now, when I'm asked about a situation, I don't go back to my story of 10 years ago. I stay on track to where I am now. And if you're able to do that, and it does take that inner work, then you no longer react to things. You no longer get triggered by things that would have really bothered you 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And certainly if we get in situations where people have had challenging childhoods and so forth, that story continues to kind of go around and play in their minds. You know, we have some basics. Women have a tendency to store early childhood memories in the breast, uterine, and ovarian cavities. Men have a tendency to store early childhood memories in the prostate and the testicles. So if situations are never resolved throughout your lifetime, or if you can't change your perception of them, every time something happens with an emotion that you've stored there, you're just going to continue to restore and restore and restore. And, again, to the point where disease and illness begins, because there's no more room for energy to move around.
Well, it reminded me of Louise Hay's work, where she talks about, you know, the different ailments that people have. It relates to different parts of your body. And, you know, she has that book where you can actually see, you know, if you're having a respiratory problems, what that emotion is, or what that where it is in your body. You know, I'm sure you're probably familiar with her work, and it sounds very similar. Just in that, so there's something that people can go to if they don't know what it is, where it is. They're feeling something, but they don't know where to go in their body.
It's generic. You know, what takes place is this: we've got these generalizations, and for the most part, they're pretty accurate. But depending on what culture you are, what your genetic history is, what part of the world you're from, those can be different. The other thing that takes place is if you have a traumatic event, let's say I'm 4 years old and I've got a really severe cold. I've got, you know, pneumonia, let's say, and something traumatic happens. Let's say my parents decide to divorce and they break that news to me while I've got pneumonia. The trauma of that will go directly into my lungs. It won't go into my breast or ovarian, uterine areas, which normally would at 4. So a trauma, any type of trauma that we have personally or at a young age amongst our family, will go to the weakest part of the body in that given moment. So while I think that there's books out there that are wonderful in their generalizations, and people utilize that and they don't get better, then you've got to say, well, now wait a minute, just because it's there, you know, it's a scale, it's a general scale, that doesn't mean you fit in with it. So it's important to go deeper into yourself, to really look at the emotion, because you may have stored it. I remember just a beautiful woman who her mother was dying of ovarian cancer in her right ovary. And 2 months after her mother died, she developed ovarian cancer in the same ovary. And so I kept saying to her, what did you say to your mother, you know, before she died? And so I was just holding her and stroking her brow and just, you know, wanting her to know that I was with her. And I said, but what were your exact words? And she said, as she was passing, I said, don't worry, Mom, you'll always be a part of me. And in that moment, she literally took the energy of the ovarian cancer into her own ovary. And so with just 10 minutes of working, that dissipated and her ovarian cancer was gone. So it's really important to understand that we've got some generalizations that I think are really good. You know, allergies are learned behavior. They're not something that will stop you for the rest of your life. You can have a severe environmental allergy, as some of my patients have, and haven't left their house in 3 to 5 years, and within 2 hours be out in a smoky bar eating pizza. So I think it's just understanding that we store and we can generalize, but if that's not working for you, understand that you're not fitting within that box, and you have to look outside of it.
Well, okay, let's take asthma as a huge problem for many people. How do you remove that? It's something they've had for years. How do you remove that, as you said, in a few hours?
Mm-hmm. You work with your color and understanding what was the emotion creating it. Because, you know, if you have an asthma attack or an allergic attack, we typically don't stop and think about what took place 24 hours prior to the first attack. But remember, your body is going to make literal truth. If you say, oh, my gosh, I'm allergic to that, your body goes, oh, okay, I can be allergic to it. And it will start responding for you. And the same with an asthma attack. So it's really, again, doing journaling, getting to the source. You don't have to have the specific event. What you need is the specific emotion that triggered the originating event. And they can do that through journaling just by asking, again, what color do I need to bring into consciousness the first allergic or asthmatic reaction that I had, and take it from there and just start doing some internal investigation work and really doing some reflection inside, because it's not the allergy. I mean, people say, you know, it's environmental or it's pesticides or it's what. And I can tell you, I work with a tremendous amount of environmental sufferers who just can't be breathing pesticides and so forth. And within, you know, a very short period of time, if we're doing a cellular cleansing or if we're doing color works, they will be out in it and realizing that the fear has been removed about the reaction, because we've got love and fear. And if you're not in a loving state, then you're in a fear state. So if you are fearful of having a reaction, therefore you will. And so it's really helping people remove that fear. And my analogy for fear is forgetting every available resource. And that resource is what's inside ourselves, within the divine in ourselves, to be able to take control and handle it.
Yes. Well, this is Christina on Voices of Women, and we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back with Patty Conklin.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leap off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Patty Conklin today. She's the author of God Within, The Day God's Train Stopped. Well, now, very quickly, that subtitle, there's a story there, The Day God's Train Stopped.
There is. When I was 38, I had a dream. And throughout my life, God has always visited me in waking states. But I had a dream, and in my dream, I was on a train. And I looked, and the train was stopped. And I turned around, and Jesus and Mother Mary were standing there. And these are not two entities or people that I normally have connection with. But Jesus just looked at me and said, you're being given a choice right now. You can get off the train and continue to live your life the way you've been living it, or we can put the train back on the track, and you will continue your life being of service until the end of your days. And so I really thought about that because I know that my body reacts much differently in the healing work than other people. And so I asked them to put the train back on the tracks. And I looked down and it was put back on the track and the train was moving again. But in a dream, I was given that title when I was 5 years old before I ever had my first visitation.
Yeah, fascinating. Dreams are, there's a lot of messages there.
there are
dreams.
There are.
We need to listen to. Well, so one of the things that you talk about is the hierarchy between body, mind, and spirit, or body, mind, soul. And, you know, we hear those terms a lot. And I know you have a different take on that of those three aspects of ourselves.
Yeah, I think that in the past we've always talked about spirit being the most important and then your mind and your body being the temple that houses those two. Excuse me. But I think it's more in this hierarchy. I think spirit, the divine, is the most important, but your body is the vehicle in which spirit speaks. So if you, you know, get in an argument with somebody and your stomach starts to hurt later, it's your body saying, hey, there's a behavior in here. There's an emotion that does not resonate with the rest of the body. I want you to be aware of what you just said or what you just did. The mind is the least important. It's the third in my hierarchy because it allows us to go into the I can't, I'm not qualified, I can't live through this, I can't survive this. It allows us to go into so much negative, not only self-talk, but negative talk in general, which poisons everyone around us in addition to massively poisoning our own body. So I think that when people can start controlling their minds and getting it so that it's in a positive state, they're much more likely to be in total equalness with spirit and body and then the mind. So when your body is hurting, when something is taking place in your body, don't look at it of, oh, no, something's wrong with me. Look at it as, oh, my gosh, what have I been thinking about lately? Where have my thoughts been going? Have I truly been unconditional towards other people, or have I silently been judging either vocally or not vocally? What am I doing personally? If I'm feeling something wrong in my body, it's mine. Somebody can't give it to me. It's mine to choose, and it's mine to really look at when I'm feeling my body out of sync. It's spirit telling you that you are in a behavior pattern that is not conducive to being in unconditionality.
Well, and it's so true. We're not taught how to listen to our bodies. We're taught to listen to our minds, and it's very rare to be, I think for people to be very, you know, conscious of what's going on with their body, because oftentimes we don't want to see. We're afraid to feel what we're feeling. You know, we want to avoid those feelings, those bad feelings, and so we don't even want to think about them, let alone feel them. And so,
right.
What do you tell people? You know, what is a good, you know, exercise or something to help them recognize what they're feeling in their body?
I think just first, you know, thank your body for being healthy, and just understand that the more you know, the quicker you can take care of it. Instead of being afraid of understanding what it is, understand that what you're afraid of is that false evidence. And you're forgetting your own resource, your available resource, is what you have inside of you. If we look at everything as particles, we're going back to quantum physics and string theory here. You're not solid. You can slap your knee, you can stomp on the floor, and you can feel the solidness. But the reality is, you're a compilation of particles. And so the only fear you can create is the fear that you create yourself. And if you understand that you have full control, so that you can be the observer and look at what's taking place and what's happened in the past instead of fearing it, then you can move into the emotion much faster and heal much faster. And it's one, you know, looking at how we language. If we have a little boy who falls down and skins his knee, or a little girl and she skins her knee and she's crying and she's got gravel in her knee, parents, don't say to the child, oh, honey, let's get home and get that cleaned up, because we don't want to get it infected. Because what we did right then is set the future reference that if something happens and my skin tears, then possibly something could be bad, or, you know, be much worse. Instead, just say, oh, let's go get that cleaned up. And how have you been feeling lately? Are you feeling supported? How are your friends? Start a dialogue with them, because they didn't just fall because they tripped. They fell because their body is communicating with them. And I think that if we can just stop giving children and each other fearful statements, and instead start a dialogue, start that conversation with them, we're going to get much further, and we're going to have a lot less fear in our life, because it's only particles. And those particles turn into fear that become real for you. And if you can just take that, unwrap it, and understand it's simply particles, and it has neutrality until you give it a positive or a negative.
Oh, that's so true. And to, you know, the whole thing about fear, I mean, sometimes we're afraid to go back into, you know, even childhood feelings, because it was scary, you know, or things that happened when we were a kid, we were scared to go back there, because but, you know, we survived it then, and now as an adult, it's easier to go back and feel that and look at that than it was probably as a child, because you just have that much more experience in your life, and we just have to get over our fears and just know that, hey, this is, you know, I'm doing this inner work and going there, you know, to see what just happened. It's also a relief. I see it as being a relief for people to do that work versus hide from it and be so scared that you're paralyzed by it. You don't do anything.
It's amazing how much we stagnate when we're unwilling to go back. But if we really can keep it in context with, it was an experience, our soul was growing and learning from it, take it back to the particle level and just face it as particles and not as this overwhelming fear. It's amazing how much faster you can go through it, because you are the adult now and you survived it then, and you can just change your perception of the whole event as a series of particles coming together, creating a movie, and watching it and understanding and then letting it go.
Well, thank you so much, Patty, for, you know, so many words of wisdom here, and I'm sure helpful for people to understand why they have a disease or an illness or whatever it is, and you've given many, many tools for us today. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, everybody, be sure to check out Patty's website, pattyconklin.com, and you can find out how to contact her there if you want to do some work with her. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. I think one of the most important things that Patty talks about is to watch your words, because they are going to impact you and your physical health in ways that you don't even realize at the time. Well, I'm Chris Danis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom. And we have a call for presenters for our conference. So go to our website, womenofwisdom.org. Look for the 2015 conference. All the details are there. The deadline is August 1st. I also have the Woman of Wisdom book, which shares the story of Woman of Wisdom and takes you through a journey of listening to many of the voices that we've had come speak, and then even participants there share their healing stories and their art and poetry. And the book helps support Woman of Wisdom, so you can buy that on our website as well. And let's see. Well, I think that's all I have to announce today. And I will be interviewing Sandra Ingerman next week. She's been a presenter at Woman of Wisdom years ago, and I'm going to be very excited to speak with her. So everybody, have a great weekend, and I'm so glad you spent this hour with me today.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.